China is one of the world's most forest-poor countries, with forests covering only 16% of the land area. While government efforts have increased the area of single-species tree plantations and thereby slightly increased the total area considered forested, natural forests, especially old-growth forests, have been shrinking. That deforestation is a major contributor to China's soil erosion and floods. After the Great Floods of 1996 had caused $25 billion of damages, the even bigger 1998 floods shocked the government into banning any further logging of natural forests. Along with climate change, deforestation has probably contributed to China's increasing frequency of droughts, which now affect 30% of its cropland each year. The other two most serious forms of habitat destruction in China, besides deforestation, are destruction or degradation of grasslands and wetlands. China is second only to Australia in the extent of its natural grasslands, which cover 40% of its area. China's grasslands have been subject to severe damage by overgrazing, climate change, and mining and other types of development, so that 90% are now considered degraded. That degradation has implications extending beyond China, because China's grasslands of the Tibetan Plateau are the headwaters for major rivers of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam, as well as of China. Wetlands have been decreasing in area. Their water level has been fluctuating greatly. Their capacity to mitigate floods and to store water has decreased, and wetland species have become endangered or extinct. Other biodiversity losses with big economic consequences include the severe degradation of both freshwater and coastal marine fisheries by overfishing and pollution, because fish consumption is rising with growing affluence. As a result, the white sturgeon has been pushed to the brink of extinction. The formerly robust Bohai prawn harvest declined 90%. Formerly abundant fish species must now be imported. The annual take of wild fish in the Yangtze River has declined 75%, and that river had to be closed to fishing for the first time ever in 2003. More generally, China's biodiversity is very high, with over 10% of the world's plant and terrestrial vertebrate species. However, about one-fifth of China's native species, including the giant panda, are now endangered, and many other distinctive rare ones, such as Chinese alligators and ginkgos, are already at risk of extinction. The flip side of these declines has been a rise in invasive species. China has had a long history of intentionally introducing species considered beneficial. Now, with the recent 60-fold increase in international trade, those intentional introductions are being joined by accidental introductions of many species that no one would consider beneficial. Some of those invasive plants, insects, and fish have gone on to establish themselves as pests and weeds, causing huge economic damage to Chinese agriculture, aquaculture, forestry, and livestock production. If all that were not enough, underway in China are the world's largest development projects, all expected to cause severe environmental problems. The Three Gorges Dam of the Yangtze River, the world's largest dam, projected for completion in 2009, aims to provide electricity, flood control, and improve navigation at a financial cost of $30 billion, social costs of uprooting millions of people and environmental costs associated with disruption of the world's third longest river. Still more expensive is a south-to-north water diversion project, which began in 2002, is not scheduled for completion until around 2050, and is projected to cost $59 billion. Even that project will be exceeded by the projected development of Western China, making up over half of the country's land area, and viewed by China's leaders as the key to national development.